Jesus is for everyone. Mohammed Zanobi bends his knee as the pastor pours water over his dark hair. And he's asked, "Will you break away from Satan and his evil deeds?" Pastor Gottfried Martens asks the Iranian refugee. He also asks, "Will you break away from Islam?" "Yes," Zanobi fervently replies. And then the pastor, spreading his hands in blessing, he baptizes the man in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Mohammed now goes by Martin, no longer a Muslim but a Christian baptized in a Lutheran church, so he goes by Martin. Zanobi was a carpenter from the Iranian city of Shiraz and arrived in Germany with his wife and two children in April of 2015. And he's one of hundreds of mostly Iranian and Afghan refugees who have converted to Christianity at Trinity Lutheran Church in southwest Berlin. And meanwhile, as other churches across Germany struggle with dwindling numbers, Pastor Martens has seen his congregation swell from 150 people in 2013 to more than 1,500 people today. And in his own words, he says, in 2011, I baptized an Iranian for the first time. Then until the end of 2012, one invited another, and then things got going so fast. He literally had people showing up on his doorstep saying, I was told you're going to tell me about Jesus. And he says, okay, I will. And now he said there are some 1,500. And he takes them all through a three-month teaching course to say, this is what we believe, and this is what you are saying yes to in your belief in Jesus. But don't miss it. Jesus is for everyone. And that is the story of Epiphany. Jesus is for everyone, even the people you would least expect to trust Jesus. And even the people that you might think are least deserving of Jesus' love, Jesus is for everyone. And Epiphany, as we celebrate the Magi or wise men visiting Jesus and worshiping him, that's what we see. People from far away that know nothing about Jesus are miraculously led and they believe. And so as I showed you at the beginning of the service, this is the birth of Jesus window. A lot of the windows at Zion tell the story of God's word. And we're going to go through a number of these in the next coming months through the end of April at our big 125th celebration. We're not going to take them in order. So this is not the creation first window, but it's the birth of Jesus window. So not every week, but throughout now till May, we're going to I'll preach through the stories of all of these at some point. And so we just came through Christmas. That's the birth of Jesus. And you have Magi kneeling, people with power and wealth and money, kneeling and worshiping a boy, a child. And it is a weird and marvelous story. These Magi are astronomers. They study the stars and they worship the stars from Persia, from Iran. And they notice something's different. They see this big star that's different, and they say, we got to pack up and go. And go towards it. And it leads them for months and months. And they get to Jerusalem, and then of course they're going to talk to the king. We think there's a king of the Jews being born. We'll go to the king. And Herod surely would know about this. Well, Herod is a certifiably, he's maniac, murderer, tyrant, murdered his own children, his wives. Caesar Augustus famously said about Herod, it's better to be his pig than his son. You might last longer, he's saying. And he finds out about this king, you say, of the Jews. Well, can't have that. So why don't you just tell me when you find him, and then I'll worship him too. And so God obviously knows that. And so Herod gets duped by God when he tells the Magi to go home a different way. But they follow then the star. So Jerusalem is about 6 miles north of Bethlehem. So they go south about 6 miles following the star to Bethlehem. And they find Jesus, and they kneel on the dirt floor with their faces to the ground, and they worship a child. And they give him those gifts of royalty, gold, frankincense, myrrh, very expensive things. These weird guys from far away are the furthest thing from Jewish or Greek or Roman. They're Persian and pagan. They worship the stars. They worship other gods. They have nothing to do with Yahweh, yet they see a star, they follow, and they know that Jesus is for them. They are the farthest thing from being Jewish, and they're probably, in many Jews' minds, the least deserving of God's love. But Jesus is for everyone. Jesus, yes, is the Jewish Messiah, but he is for all people. And if you are a God-fearing Jew, like Joseph and Mary, remember, they've taken Jesus to the temple, they've done all the stuff God asked them to do, and now these pagan weirdos from far away are coming. They would be the last people on earth they would think would come and believe in a Jewish Messiah. But here they are, thousands of miles away from home, getting their knees dirty, worshiping a little boy. It's because Jesus is for everyone. And the story I told you about Muhammad, who now goes by Martin, his wife, Afsana, now goes by Katrina, which was Luther's wife's name, oddly enough. They are from Persia, Iran. They are from the same place that the Magi came from. And as tens of thousands of refugees have come into Germany in recent, last handful of years from Iran and Afghanistan, so have they, and many have heard and believed the gospel. And can you think of people, this is to be blunt with ourselves for a moment, can you think of people around the world or around your community that you might be more tempted to look on with suspicion than people from Iran or Afghanistan? And can you think of people that we might be more tempted to think are beyond the grip of God or beyond the possibility of trusting in Jesus than people from Iran or Afghanistan? And here is this church, this Lutheran church in Berlin, telling them about Jesus, born for them, lived for them, died for them, rose for them, ascended for them, and they are believing, and they are being baptized. And in doing so, they are risking their lives by renouncing Islam and following Jesus, because the penalty for leaving Islam is death. And meanwhile, like in America and many countries, Germans aren't very interested in worshiping Jesus regularly, so church attendance by Germans is very low, and Iranian and Afghans are overflowing this Lutheran church, so they've had to change buildings a few times because they have too many people. And in the story of Jesus, you have Herod, who has called himself the King of the Jews. He rejects Jesus and tries to kill him, while the Magi from the east come and worship him at first sight. Jesus is for everyone. Jesus is for the person you least expect to trust him. Jesus loves the person that you in your heart have given up on. Jesus loves the person that you think is least deserving of God's love. Jesus is for everyone. The Epiphany story also addresses what I think is a major objection people have to Christianity. And if you're a deep skeptic, maybe this is a question you've asked or you continually ask. And here's the objection. It goes somewhat like this. If God loves everyone and Jesus is the only way to God, what about all those people who have never had a chance to hear about Jesus? What about people born far away long ago who never had a decent shot to hear the gospel, or even today, people that live far away in the mountains somewhere in Asia that, won't ever hear? Will God condemn them? How could a loving God do that? And that's a good question. And there are a number of ways to kind of get at answering that, but the Epiphany story gives us one way. What about all the people who are born into a repressive Iranian regime that persecutes Christians and outlaws Bibles? Or Afghanistan, same thing. How will they hear about Jesus? Well, how could strange Persian pagan astrologers in the first century ever have a decent shot at believing in a Savior born thousands of miles away? Well, that's a question for us, but God had already figured that out. With a star, he invited and led the foreign pagan magi right to Jesus, and then they go back home and presumably tell everyone. God brought people by his own power directly to Jesus. They see, they believe, and they go back home and tell others. Now, in our own day, yes, these very people do go to places like Iran, Afghanistan, and all places around the world to share the gospel, and that is needed, and you might be called to do that. We should go to all places, as Jesus says. But also, God is reversing it and bringing them to us. God is bringing Iranians, Afghans, and many others right to our doorstep to hear the gospel of Jesus. People in faraway places that we think might not be able to hear about Jesus, that's not really a particularly difficult problem for Jesus. He solved it in the first century, and he's solving it today. So the people out there that are still out there, God in some way has it figured out, because God might, one, A, he might either send you somewhere to share the gospel, or he might bring someone right to your door and wants you to share the gospel with them. Because we do know that God's heart is so big and so tender that he wants all people to hear and believe that Jesus lived, died, and rose for you. Jesus is for everyone. So who is someone in your life that you think is too hardened to listen to the gospel? Pray for them. Pray for them this week. I know someone that decides to pray for 30 days at a time for something specific. Try it. If God can use a star, God can use a lot of things to draw somebody back. Who is someone you love that has walked away from Jesus? Pray for them. God has weird ways of bringing people back. Or who is someone that you know who thinks that they've messed up too much that God couldn't possibly love them or forgive them? Tell them that Jesus truly is for everyone. And that's you too. You and me are included in this. Jesus is for you today. Jesus didn't just come to forgive some of your sins. He died and rose for all of them. And so you don't have to act as if Jesus comes to forgive some of your sins and then you have to pay for the rest by beating yourself up and feeling guilty the rest of your life. Jesus is for you. It is finished. You and me, we can bow down and worship the child this morning, and we can rise and live forgiven and freed. Jesus is for everyone. Amen.